Hello, this is Lisa. Welcome to Radio Slash at the Montplaisir High School Library. Today, we are with the students from the Euro English section to talk about our trip to Malta, the things to know before going there, and an internship experience in Malta. This week, they are the Erasmus Day, the perfect time to present our Erasmus mobility to Malta. And now, we're going to listen to Anissa and Elena, who will share tips and things to know before going to Malta.
Tips to go to Malta. The bus in Malta is complicated, so the Bolt, like Uber, taxi in France, is very used. The price depends from the place of your departure, but if you are a big group, it's cheaper. In Malta, there are options for special alimentation, like vegan or Muslim, and variety of choice. Be careful, in beaches of Malta, you can meet jellyfish. In Malta, you have a local product to buy, like alcohol of cactus, traditional cake, pastizzi, and kini. In the bus or store, the AC is powerful, so cold. So if you are not used, that it can make you sick. The people in Malta drive on the left, and the code of the road is different from the French. In Malta, lunch at noon is light. It's often a small sandwich. In the evening, they eat early. The water in Malta is not drinkable for the French unless they have a filter type. Be careful even of ice cube. The Maltese accent is pronounced because it's mixed several languages, Italian, Arabic, and English. Malta is a polluted country. There are trash cans in the street. For the shopping in Malta, there are several places to shop, like Sleymar, Pacheville. The prices are not different from France. What if really different from France are the things to visit? Anissa, please tell us more about tourism.
Thank you, Elena. In Malta, there are many tourist sites to visit. First, there is a capital city, Valletta, where you can walk around, bag souvenirs for your family and go shopping while discovering the capital. Then, there are the cities of Medina and Rabat. Medina looks like a medieval, colorful and flowery city, and in Rabat you can visit catacombs for a low price. There is also the Marsaxloch market on Sunday, which is very interesting to visit, and it's close to St. Peter's Pool, a natural swimming pool. In the aquarium, you can see zebra shark and a museum about Malta historical heritage. A few streets away from the aquarium, you can visit the Old Car Museum if you're a fan of automobile. On the island of Gozo, you can take a ferry to reach the Blue Lagoon, one of the most beautiful swimming pools in Malta. To enjoy beautiful sand beach, you can go to the Golden Bay Beach and Riviera Beach. For those who love old animated movie, there is a Popeye village in the north of Malta, a must-see activity to spend a great time with family or friends. You can also visit the Museum of Illusion in Pacheville, which will make you head spin. Finally, you can take a boat trip to the Blue Grotto and admire the view of the top of the cliff. Malta is a beautiful country to visit.
Thank you, Anissa and Elena, for this advice. And finally, we're going to listen to Lou and Chloe, who will tell us about their internship experience in Malta.
Hello, my name is Chloe. I did my internship at the Malta Classic Car Museum in St. Paul's Bay. This museum shows a big collection of old and classic cars like Aston Martin, Jaguar and Bugatti. It was created in the 1980s by Carol Gallia, a man who really loves cars. He decided to open a museum in Malta to share his passion. In Malta, there is a lot of cars. It's a small island, but full of vehicles. In the museum, you can see many cars, motorcycles, and small models. Some cars were bought and restored to look new again. During my internship, I welcomed visitors and talked about the cars. The museum also has vintage objects like jukebox. Some items look like small toy cars. I spent a very good time during my internship welcoming visitors and showing them the museum. And you, Lou?
Thank you, Chloe. I did my internship with the company Stefan Tour Malta, located on the port of the CMA Malta. I was with Chloe, and your task included attracting passersby and offering them excursions such as island tour, jet ski trips, boat tour to Gozo and Comino, and boat party. We also updated an Excel spreadsheet to track sales, searched for new partners, and created video content for social media. We even had the chance to go on an excursion with your internship supervisor. It was an amazing and enriching experience that will remember for the rest of your life. Yes.
Thank you, Lou and Chloe. It was really interesting. This is the end of this show. We hope you enjoyed it. Thank you for listening to us. Thank you to the Euro class, to our teacher Mr. Valla and Mr. Nouveau for the radio management. Please feel free to share our show. See you soon on Radio Slash.
Radio
Slash.